and welcome to this week's edition
of The Organist Encores.
I'm James McLean.
I'm John Leamy.
And I'm Damon Cox.
Welcome to our 200th edition of the show,
where we bring you three presenters
and an hour of music.
I'm first up, and what a joy it is to be back at the microphone. I know some of you have been pestering Damon as when I'll be back, so here I am. We start off with a three bright and breezy sunshine tunes played by Phil Kelsall on the world famous Tower Blackpool Wurlitzer. Those three toe tappers were Those Lazy Hazy Crazy Summer, Powder Yourself with Sunshine, and Keep Your Sunny Side Up. I've always had a soft spot for a three manual 19 rank Wurlitzer that were installed in the Paramount Leeds and Newcastle. So for the rest of my slot, let's sit back and enjoy the sounds of these two beautiful organs. I've chosen a track of Newcastle Wurlitzer during its time at the Kitchen Brothers Garage in Diss. Doreen Chadwick is at the console with a beautiful ballad dedicated to another lady, Laura.
Thank you.
The Lush Sounds of Doreen Chadwick, showing the lush sounds of the Paramount. It's very odd that out of these two identical Wurlitzers, very few recordings exist of the new Carlitzer Wurlitzer in its original home. Thankfully, many were made at Leeds. One of my all-time favourite organists of the past is Arnold Loxham, and here he is to play his own composition dedicated to his wife. It's simply called Audrey. Arnold Loxham there at the Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer with Audrey. Out of the two Wurlitzers, only one is currently enjoying life installed in a public venue, and it has done since 1978. I'm of course referring to the Leeds Wurlitzer, which is happily singing away at the Firsford Collection in Norfolk. Before I announce the last song, I'd like to say thank you for having me on this special show, and I hope it won't be too long before I'm back with you. I leave you with the Firsford's resident organist Robert Wolfe with a trio of tunes, The Saturday Rag, My Very Good Friend the Milkman, and Puttin' on the Ritz. Thank you.
Thanks for that, James. I was especially pleased to hear Doreen Chadwick's contribution there. Now, Doreen was president of the Cinema Organ Society until her death a few years ago, and in my section I'd like to pay a sort of tribute to the COS in the music I've chosen. Where better to start than with the Society's current president, John Mann, with a warm interpretation of Hyden Wood's A Brown Bird Singing, played on the COS Northern Organ when it was in the Trinity Arts Centre in Pudsey.
Thank you.
John Mann's Brown Bird there, singing sweetly away at Pudsey. Now to the first of three Davids in the form of David Gray. David was a COS Ian Sutherland Award holder a little while ago, and he's also an active member of the Society's Southern Committee, in the gaps between his overseas concert tours, of course. Now, he's just released his first CD, recorded on the fine Wurlitzer at the home of Dennis and Margaret Unks near Philadelphia. And with more than a hint of Jim Riggs' influence and a sprinkling of David's own sense of fun, here he is, singing in the bathtub. A bit of a surprise ending there from David Gray. David Lowe was the COS's first musical advisor back in the 1980s, and he's been involved closely with the Society's instruments in the North and the South for many years. Above all, he's a great theatre organist, as he demonstrates here on the Wurlitzer in Towyn, itself owned and managed by COS Vice President John Smallwood.
Thank you.
A delightful arrangement there of Too Late Now from David Lowe in Towin. The third David in this group is David Shepherd, another fine organist who's been the COS's membership secretary for many years. Here he is back in the 1980s on the Society's South Bank Wurlitzer with Billy Mayle's Look Lively, in a recording made by the Society's sales officer of the day, Jeff Day. David Shepherd livening up the COS Wurlitzer, the one that's now in the Troxy in London. My own involvement in the theatre organ world is almost entirely due to one man, and that's Robin Richmond, whose radio programme The Organist Entertains rekindled my interest back in 1969. Robin was COS president for many years, and a short time before he died in 1998, he made a private visit to play the South Bank Wurlitzer. From a recording of that visit made by John Smallwood, I've extracted a piece from a medley played in Robin's characteristically emotional ballad style. I don't actually know the name of this piece, maybe someone can enlighten me, but I think it really brings out Robin's love for the theatre organ and its music.
Thank you.
Robin Richmond there, pioneer, impresario, entrepreneur, showman, broadcaster, and above all, a great musician, wringing every bit of emotion from that mighty Wurlitzer. One of the most difficult things to recreate on a theatre organ must surely be the smooth, sweeping orchestral effect so often heard in British light music from the 40s and 50s. To round off my section of this special edition of the programme, here's someone who has mastered this skill to perfection. It's the COS's current musical advisor, Richard Hills. And here he is on the Worthing Wurlitzer with Trevor Duncan's High Heels. After that, it's over to you, Damon.
Well, thank you very much, James and John. I particularly enjoyed the tribute to the Paramount, Odeon and Newcastle, and John's tribute to the COS. Well, it's taken 40 minutes, and it's about time that we had our first trip across the pond, with two tracks back to back, with two artists that I would have loved to have heard live. Sadly, one is no longer with us, and the other one isn't able to play anymore. We start off with a track from George Wright at the Rialto Theatre in South Pasadena with its snappy two-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer. George is at the console in typical sleazy style with a beautiful song called She's Funny That Way. And straight after, Lind Larsen is at the Beastie that is the San Filippo's Music Salon Wurlitzer with its five manuals and 80 ranks with a lovely George Gershwin piece called They All Laughed. Thank you. The sheer brilliance there of George Wright, followed by Lynn Larson at two completely different sounding organs, but equally as enjoyable. Well, so far on the show, we've featured all Wurlitzer, and I think it's about time that we change that and listen to a beautiful Christie organ. This is the Christie that originally hailed from the Regal in Edmonton, which was made famous by Sidney Torch, but it later moved on to the Memorial Hall in Barrie. Although currently it's now enjoying life at Paul Kerner's Music Palace in Ynysheer in South Wales. Len Rawl made two recordings on the organ whilst it was at Barrie, and this is a track from one of them. It's Len in fine snappy style, showing off the Christie's snappy reeds with a medley of four quick steps, 5 foot two eyes of blue, Oh Lady Be Good, The Varsity Drag, and Swonderful. Four rip-roaring quick steps there from Len Rawl at the Memorial Hall Barrie Christie with its four manuals and 15 ranks of pipes. Well, now time for my own little tribute to the Cinema Organ Society as I play a track from the Society's chairman, Simon Gledhill. This is a beautiful ballad written by Cole Porter called I Concentrate on You, and Simon seems very much at home on the Century 2 Wichita Wurlitzer with its four manuals and 38 ranks of lush Wurlitzer pipework.
Thank you.
The beautiful sounds there of Simon Gledhill getting every ounce of emotion from that beautiful Cole Porter ballad, I Concentrate on You. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of this week's show, and I hope that you've enjoyed the hour's worth of music and the contrasting presenting styles of the three presenters, myself included. I thought it was time to go out with a bang, and in true rhythmical style, I've chosen a track from that brilliant rhythm organist Noel Briggs. Noel is at the Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer, a Wurlitzer that I absolutely adore and was made famous by Stanley Tudor, with a rip-roaring quick-step arrangement of That's a Plenty. Well, after an hour of theatre organ music, I think that you'll agree that's a plenty from the Organist Encores this week, and I hope that you'll join me next Thursday at the same time, where we'll bring you another half an hour of theatre organ tracks from around the world. So from me, Damon Cox, and on behalf of James McLean and John Leeming, good night to you all.